You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here on this Tuesday morning. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Tuesday to join me as we together trek through the Word of God. And as promised, we're going to hear the last sermon now, the last sermon in my series in the book of Galatians. Oh, this was a great service on Sunday here at Island Community Church. You know, God's doing some great things there. I invite you to come out to Island. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Associate Pastor Darren Solana is going to be bringing the word this week. The following week, I'll be back with one of my all-time favorite sermons entitled, How's Your Diet? It's taken from Hebrews chapter 5, where the writer of Hebrews says that solid food is for the mature, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern good and evil. How you doing on that? Are you on milk or are you on solid food? This is going to, and if you're on milk, then that's like pablum. Or we could call you a peewee Christian. Which one are you on? This is going to be a checkup from the neck up to find out whether or not you are feasting on milk or solid food. I don't know. Is your pastor teaching the Word of God every week? Are you going through book studies at church? Are you involved maybe in a Sunday school? Are you studying at church and hearing verse by verse books of the Bible being preached? Only you can answer that. That will play here on the radio in a couple weeks. I'll be preaching that a week from Sunday. More on that as that comes up. Here now is part one of this message, and it's a new message. It's called The End of the Story. We're going to take it, and I'm going to go through all of Galatians here in a nutshell in this 50 minutes. This is part one of this message. Now, Galatians chapter 6, The End of the Story.
We sing the song, and now I'm happy all the day. I mean, do you scoff when you hear that? Now I'm happy all the day. The last song explains the one before it. When we think that Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. And that is how we're happy all the day. Let me encourage you when you're feeling down to remember that Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Everything. Our very lives. We owe it all to the man in the glory, our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, Galatians 6. New name for this, the rest of the story. It's been another great verse-by-verse study in the book of Galatians. If anyone wants any CDs, I've got the last three chapters here on CD. If you'd like a copy, please just let me know after the service. Be glad to give them to you. As my new tradition is now, on the last week of a sermon series, I like to recap the entire book now. Bring to our remembrance everything that we've looked at. So let's do that now, can we? Starting with the theme of this book, and that is faith plus nothing equals salvation. I encourage you all to take notes. Write down some of these things, especially when we get going here. Faith plus nothing equals salvation. Now, when that fundamental truth gets threatened, all the apostles in the Bible take exception. You read about it in Jude. He said, I started to write out to you about our common salvation, but when the gospel message got threatened, Jude changed his message and says, I'm writing to you, warning you to earnestly contend for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints. But that's not what he started off writing. He wanted to write about our common salvation. Peter did the same thing. John, 1 John did the same thing. And Paul's done the same thing. When people tinker with faith plus nothing equals salvation, the apostles get upset. And he did, and he said right here, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. Chapter 1, verse 6, 7, and 8, which is not another. But there are some who trouble you, and they want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach any other gospel to you than that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed. No greeting for the church at Galatia. Right off the bat, after some praise for his Lord and Savior, he goes right at him. I'm astonished, or I marvel at how quickly you people have been deceived. You knew that you're saved by your faith alone. I've only been out of town a couple of weeks. You've already abandoned that. Now, the problem here in Galatia was Judaizers, Jewish folk, believers. They were telling these people that faith in Jesus Christ was not enough. They needed to become Jews first, then Christians. So these Jews specifically were telling the Galatians they needed to, number one, they needed to get circumcised. Number two, he told them they needed to stop eating foods that the Old Testament forbid. Because the law is still in effect over you. That's what they were hearing. And Paul, throughout the New Testament, teaches us that the Old Testament dietary restrictions no longer apply to us New Testament believers. So where's that in the Bible? Where does it say that the law is not in effect over us anymore? Now again, please write these down. Write down this list I'm going to give you, okay? Know where these verses are so that you can defend the faith against modern day Judaizers, which is a growing threat to the church here today. There's people that think it's quaint to go back to their Jewish roots when they're not Jewish and try to get you to live like a Jew when you're not a Jew. You have to know where to go in the Bible to defend your faith. This is what I want to show you. Scripture verses. I got a list of seven of them. Number one, Romans 14:14. Romans 14:14. Paul said, I know and I am convinced by the Lord Jesus Christ that there is nothing unclean of itself. But to him who considers anything to be unclean, to him, it is unclean. See, it might be unclean to you, and that's fine. But it's not unclean to God. If you don't want to, if you think pancakes are unclean, then don't eat them. But don't preach to me and tell me God says they're unclean because you're wrong. Because God loves pancakes. Number two, okay, Romans 14:14. Number two, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 through 11. 2 Corinthians 3, 6 through 11. Now here in this text, Paul is going to use one of his favorite techniques of comparing two things side by side. In this case, he's going to compare Old Covenant versus the New. This is his favorite formula for teaching the word of God. He was a lawyer. He had a brilliant mind. And this was the way he taught. He's comparing two things here side by side. 2 Corinthians 3:6. Our sufficiency is from God, who has made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. So the letter is what? Even more specific. It's the finger of God writing on the tablets. The law. The letter is what? Okay, he says, for the letter kills. But the Spirit gives life. See his comparison? Law and grace. Law and grace. Old Testament and New. The letter kills. But the Spirit gives life. Verse 7, but if the ministry of death, wow, look at what he just called it. Look at what this Pharisee, this Jewish man, look at what he just called the fingerprints of God on the tablets. He called it a ministry of death. And you want to follow the law because you think it's quaint? It's a ministry of death. It can't save you. The law was our tutor to bring us to Christ so that we might be justified by faith. The law can't save you. Why would you want to follow that? That's his logic. He calls it the ministry of death. And to prove my point, because no one in this church just believed me, written and engraved on stones. Read it for yourself if you don't believe me, which you don't. You thought I was being too harsh. Written and engraved on stones. God's writing with his own finger. He called it a ministry of death. It's not designed to save you. It's to bring you to your knees. To have you cry out for a deliverer because you need help. The law condemns you to death, but Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. You can't save you. Jesus, I'm here to tell you today that Jesus saves. That's what he does. He saves you, no matter what you've done, no matter who you are. The law is a ministry of death. You can't keep it. Jesus saves. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. That's great news.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.